So they drink it away. They make it, you know, that's the way to make it go away.
So you're saying that people, say that for me again, you're saying that people have issues, but...
They're so bad that you can't even speak of them. They're unspeakable. What happened to my brother as a child, I could not even tell anyone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that's unspeakable. This man was adopted from my family. My mom had him. She had already had 13 kids, and when they had... He was a twin. Dennis is a twin. He's got a twin brother.
Okay. Daryl.
And Daryl's here, and he's going to be here at Council Fire on the 25th to celebrate where his brother lived.
Mm-hmm.
And all I find out about Dennis today is that everyone just loved him. He was just the greatest person, you know?
How does that make you feel?
It just makes me feel so sad inside, you know, that he was so stuck here, he couldn't even come and see me. Like, I live in North Bay,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Why couldn't he come and see you?
Because he could not leave here.
And why is that?
He made his grounds where he's going to live, and I don't know. He drank his sorrows away. He really did, but he was such a happy person, no one could see it.
Mm-hmm.
He knew how to hide his problems.
Tell me about a side of Dennis that nobody else sort of knows about. Tell me about the real Dennis.
Oh, Dennis is the most compassionate person. Most compassionate person you ever want to meet. You know, like, I found out that cops beat him, you know? Like, why would they do that?
Mm-hmm.
They're threatened by him. He was a big man. He was a big man.
How when you say he was a big man, how tall was he?
Oh, he was 6'2".
6'2", yeah. And his weight would have been approximately?
I would say 180.
Okay.
Like, he could hardly fit in a casket.
Right.
His head was right to the top,
yeah.
You know? And for a man who's dying, he looked very good in the casket, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Who died? Because I was very scared. My brother held my hands. So, well, Dad, we'll go see him together. And I said, you know, maybe not right now. And he says, Deb, he's sleeping.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He says, he's just not going to wake up. He's sleeping. And, you know, that's what he looked like. He looked like he was sleeping. And, I mean, I've been through 3 funerals this year, you know, family.
Right.
And a lot of alcohol-related, okay? With Dennis's case, there's not a real specific reason why he died. There's an autopsy going to be done.
Mm-hmm.
I found out about Dennis's... they told me 4 to 6 months. I'm here to make sure that they don't wait 4 to 6 months to find out about my brother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no unknown cause. And now I'm hearing stories. There probably is a cause, but I really don't want to talk about it right now because I just got here. I got
sure.
here just maybe like half an hour ago. And
right.
I really want to meet his friends.
Tell me about Dennis, where he grew up and.
Well, as I said, Dennis didn't grow up with our family. Like,
all right.
Like, I am his immediate family.
Right.
When my mom had them...
How old was he when your mother adopted him?
No, my mom didn't adopt him. He's my real brother.
Oh, okay.
He's my real brother. He was taken from my mom, from Children's Aid.
Okay.
My mom had 13 kids. My dad just died. My mom hemorrhaged 12 hours after my dad was killed in a car accident. Dennis's dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then the county come in and took the twins because they figured my mom's a single mother now with 13 kids. So they took the twins. And my mom, not much education.
Where did they put, right, sorry, your mother with not much education, right?
So she said, well, they said they'll look after them for her.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know they were going to take them away forever,
right.
You know? And when she went to go look for them, they wouldn't give her no information. She didn't know what she was signing. You know, I think it was very awful because Dennis grew up without us, you know?
Where was he placed?
He was placed in a foster home at...
Where? In North Bay? Or?
We don't really know.
And then when did you... obviously, you lost touch at that point. When did you regain...
When he was 28 years old. He was walking right down here, Queen Street. There
right.
used to be a store called Brave here.
Right.
And that used to be my brother-in-law's store. And he saw the proprietor's name, and he saw Charlene Panassi. That was my sister's last name, was on the proprietor's, right?
How do you spell that?
Panassi, P-E-N-A-S-S-E.
Right, continue.
And he just obtained his birth certificate.
Okay.
His adoption papers.
Right.
And the last name was Panassi, and he recognized that name.
Wow. And what year was that? Approximately.
Well, I'm not really in the minusing mood or whatever. 42 to 28,
okay.
You know, we're going back that years. Okay, he was 28 when he found that store.
28 when he found that store,
yeah.
And he died at 42.
Yeah.
Correct. Okay, fine. And what store was it? What number was it?
I can't really recognize it right now.
But it was along Queen Street near Sherbourne.
Yeah. And then
what happened from there when he walks in that store?
He walked in that store. My sister wasn't there that day. She was at home.
Right.
And he walked in and he asked Maurice, her husband at the time, does your wife have ever talked about twins? And he goes, yeah, Daryl and Dennis. And he goes, well, hello, I'm Dennis. And then we got a hold of my mom. I lived in Mississauga at that time. And it was just like, we never even told my mom. We just told her we had a surprise for her. And we brought the twins in.
Tell me about that.
And it was just like awesome. Like,
tell me about that day. So she's got no idea what's going on.
No.
She's sitting at home. You drive over.
Yeah.
You've got Dennis in the car. Tell me what happens.
And I said, are you ready, Mom? And
right.
She goes,
yeah. And you brought him in.
And I brought him in. And the tear just came right from her eyes, like it was like someone turned on a water tap, you know.
Sorry, don't support
right.
And it was the best day of her life, and she passed away maybe 3 years later. So Dennis is with her now, you know. I wish I was sometimes, you know, because this world is crazy, you know.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
That's a beautiful picture. Where did you get that?
This is from Council Fire. They're going to have a memorial for Dennis on May 25th.
Right.
Not a problem. I'll see you tomorrow, though, okay?
Okay.
Love you.
They're going to have a memorial for him on
The 25th at Council Fire. They're going to have drumming. They're going to have a feast. They're going to have a slideshow of Dennis's community work. And he was a very helpful
Tell me about
person.
His community work and what he did.
Dennis would do anything for anyone.
Right.
Anyone. Even if you're pulling a buggy and you're having a hard time, he would go over and help you. He would assist you. He was always there for everyone, you know?
When was that picture taken, do you know?
This is,
When?
About 3 years ago.
About 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow. It's a nice picture. It's a really nice picture.
Well, I got many more of them, and, but, you know, I really don't need a picture of Dennis. It's just that, you know, people here...
If Dennis's death has any meaning, what do you think that meaning people should take from that?
I think the counseling aspect of, this area should be more improved. Not the housing. Don't give him a bad roof over his head. That's not going to improve anything. Because that's not going to do anything for your insides, you know. Your insides have to be dealt through counseling, you know. And
so you think that Dennis died because there just wasn't the counseling there for him?
There was something he couldn't open up to anyone in this world, you know. And yeah, including myself, you know.
Dennis, so you had tried to speak with him about issues, and he just wouldn't.
I never saw anything wrong with him. Never saw anything wrong with him.
Right.
He was just the most happiest person I ever met in my life.
Yeah.
And when Dennis and I, we all clicked, my whole family, my sisters, brothers, when Dennis found us, Dennis and I were the only two that clicked, like, so close.
Right.
You know? And I was the only one that ever came down here to see Dennis. I mean, before I moved to North Bay, I'd be enough. Drinking myself, you know, with Dennis.
Right.
But, you know, I sort of didn't grow up the way Dennis did, so I could walk away from this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Why is it... Explain to me why it is so difficult for people to walk away from this. Because I think that's something that middle-class people, you know, that don't live here have...
Don't understand. Because they make friendships with people that have been through similar situations they have.
Okay.
And Dennis, you know, he was a listener. He wasn't really a talker. He was a listener. Hi, babe. I'm drinking.
You
want to
come and my place for a minute?
Yeah. Oh, is Dorothy coming?
Yeah.
Okay, my dear. I'm going to have to let you go. Okay.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
I
can't give you more information now.
No,